bertemu bukit bertangga batu di gua berkaki tujuan.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia's role as a key driver of peace and security in the Indo-Pacific was highlighted as the multinational joint exercise Super Garuda Shield 2025 officially returns, bringing together 13 participating countries and observers from 11 additional nations in one of the region's largest combined military drills. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, United States charged the fierce at interim to Indonesia, Peter Heyman said that this year's Super Garuda Shield or SGS joint exercise highlighted Indonesia's role as a leading force for peace in the Indo-Pacific region. The Super Garuda Shield, set to take place from August 25th until September 3rd, will involve military forces from 13 countries, including Indonesia, the United States, Australia, Japan, and the UK, with observers from 11 additional nations. Approximately 6,000 personnel will participate in this year's exercise. The Secretary General of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Dadan Kusdiana, on August 24th said President Prabowo Subianto has requested that all villages gain access to electricity within the next 4 to 5 years. Reported by AntaraNews.com, as for the first half of 2025, 95.53% of the country's 86.59 million households has electricity. About 1.28 million households in neighborhood association areas remain unserved, with more than 10,000 locations still lacking power. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Gotta bring what you lose, stand on it. Forever lasting love of mine. The one of our love.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Diam takkan pernah bisa akhiri. once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Anji and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Anji and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Saat tawa ku buatmu tertawa, cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyum ku buatmu tersenyum, mungkin ku ku sedang pura-pura. Letih ini tak perlu kau risaukan. Toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian. Lagi-lagi ku pura-pura. Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu adalah bahagiaku. Ku pastikan selalu melindungimu. Katamu aku manusia super, setiap saat terlihat kuat. Tak pernah ku dirundung kesedihan, padahal aku pura-pura. Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu adalah bahagiaku. Ku pastikan selalu merindungimu. Karena sedihmu, senangmu, hidupmu adalah tanggung jawabku. Manusia super, aku ahlinya pura-pura.
And it was service voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. If you happen to be in Jakarta, please avoid the Senayan areas because the security is being tightened around the parliamentary complex, in which they are installing a lot of barricades, and even the iron fences is given oil. And this was done to anticipate by the protesters in this that's said to be going to have a protest today. And reported by RRI.co.id, the police also raided several tactical vehicle at some strategic spots. And in the morning, as reported by RRI.co.id journalists as well, so there are still less than 50 people coming, but the total number of the protesters is still unknown.
Jelajahi dunia, menatap, mendengar, dan merasakan hidup. Dengannya hati ini pun bertanya, Inikah cinta, inikah akhir pencarianku? Cinta bagai api tak berasap. Ada kamu yang mau aku berantakan hatiku.
Indonesia.
Aku ingin jadi teman nyaman tanpa kau hilangkan keluh kesahmu. Kita berbincang takkan ruang tanpa beban dan juga hayalan tentang masa depan. Ku tak ingin cepat berlalu. Berdansa dan tertawa gandeng tangan, semoga bergema sampai selamanya. Dunia pasti ada akhirnya, bintang-bintang pun ada umurnya. Maka tenang saja kita di sini berdua. Nikmati sementara
sayang terlewatkan. Ku sampaikan dalam nyanyian bergema sampai selamanya.
Thank you very much for listening to The Voice of Indonesia by using the RRI Digital Mobile app. By the way, you can also enjoy all programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia. Your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest news video. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and also live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Jabat tanganku mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini akan kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da Masih ingin bersama kalian. Mungkin jiwaku masih haus sanjungan kalian.
The sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini, tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people, but wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang pluwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan.
So, puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So knowledge is sought, not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima yang
for example,
baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Kolega Shinyoko Unlike other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet masturbi and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Basic dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the lights hit, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Plastik. Nah, kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang Tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu ya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang Tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce dari traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them.
Yang ada itu kalau spot,
I let them draw figures gitu ya, kan? They like.
Artinya,
from 60 kids, no one draw wayang figures. They draw SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di keraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pertama itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot Kaca figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih
I hope lagi. More young generation can preserve wayang. Ya, if it goes international, mendunia, I'm ya, so excited.
Saya senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Kuhampiri engkau meski kau jauh, sendiri ku tempuh hanya untuk bertemu denganmu. Kuhampiri engkau meski kau jauh, namun hatimu telah runtuh dan buatku terjatuh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu. Tapi tak jua kau hiraukan aku. Mungkin ku tak bisa buatmu lulu, namun kau harus tahu bahwa diriku sungguh-sungguh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu.
Thank you very much for people joining the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. If you've got something to say, go to our social media accounts, Instagram, VOI_official, or maybe you can go also out to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com. And do not forget to save our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. And in a moment, my colleague Ray will be in here with you. So for me, as a farewell, I'd like to play one of the Latest favorite in the country, we have Feast with Tarot. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Suara bertahan tak bergeming.